好，那在我讲到之前呢，我们今天非常高兴请我们的青少年的传道人 Mishy 在我们当中要做一个很宝贵的见证。
Right before I share my message, we're so honored and glad to have our youth minister Mishy among us to share a testimony.
我们用最热烈的掌声来欢迎他。
I just welcome her up.
大家好
Hello everyone
我们是 你们是我的家人
You're my family
好 I am learning Chinese I'm in the process of learning Chinese
我现在正在学中文
Even that is a breakthrough for me
这是一个极大的突破
But as family I want you guys to help me
成为家人，我希望你们都可以帮助我。
Correct me if I'm wrong.
如果说错了，你要告诉我。
I want to receive more and learn as quickly as I can.
我希望我能够接收越来越多，越来越快。
So the Lord can send me out.
所以神可以很快把我派出去。
Yes, amen. Before I just share, can you guys pray for me?
我开始分享之前，你们可不可以为我祷告
？Yeah, and I'm going to pray for myself.
我要为我自己祷告。
Yeah, Papa, we thank you.
阿爸父，我们谢谢你。
That today is the day of breakthrough.
今天是突破的日子。
That you want to release resurrection power.
你要来释放那复活的能力。
No longer orphans dead in the grave.
不再是孤儿在坟墓里面死着。
But today you release new life.
你今天要释放新的生命。
That we can get out of our offenses.
我们会从我们的我们自己的围篱里面出来
，break free from our offenses，
从我们自己里面的围篱出来
，and walk into true sonship，
我们会走进真实的儿子身份
，two generations walking together，
两代真实的同行
，in Jesus' name，
奉耶稣的名
，Amen，Amen。So I know that this has been actually a very long journey that I only have very short to share.
我有一段很长的旅程，但是我今天只有很短的时间跟大家分享。
The Lord, this year is 7 years I've been in California.
今年是第七年我在加州。
August, September 2nd will be my anniversary, 7 years.
九月二号是我在这边第七年的纪念日。
And I believe.In these 7 years, God has really transformed me from the inside out.
我相信在这七年里面，神从我里面来做很大的转变。
Because when I came to Foreigner, I was really dead.
因为当我来到牧主的时候，里面真的是非常的没有气生气。
I was just a bunch of pile of dead bones.
就是好像很多那个枯骨叠在一起。
Full of dryness, full of hurt, full of offense in my heart.
所以我里面非常的干枯，然后里面充满了被冒犯的感觉。
But Papa never gave up on me.
但是天父从来没有放弃我。
And my family never gave up on me.
然后我的家人从来没有放弃我。
They kept fighting for me in prayer and in fasting.
所以他们不断用祷告和禁食的不断为我来祷告。
So that now I could stand here as a true son.
所以今天我可以站在这里成为一个真儿子。
Amen.
Amen.
See, many of us we're orphans, but we don't know it.
很多人其实我们都是孤儿，可是我们自己不知道。
Everybody else around us knows it.
我们周围的人都知道我们是孤儿。
Because the way that we respond to correction.
因为当人家来纠正我们时候，我们的回应。
The way we respond to difficult situations.
当一些比较困难的环境里面，我们的回应。
It's through the testing and the trial, all those things are exposed.
这些试炼当中，我们里面的东西就被彰显出来。
In the last 2 years, it's been one of those seasons for me.
过去的两年是这样的一个季节。
Been through a lot of.Pruning and discipline.
在过去的两年受到很多的管教跟磨练。
Because for many years I held on to a lot of offense.
因为在过去的很多年中，我抓住了很多我被冒犯的部分。
And I didn't see it.
我自己没有看到。
I thought I was right.
我觉得我是对的。
Because the orphan independent spirit makes us believe we're justified.
因为在孤儿里面那个独立的灵就是来相信怎么样可以使我是对的。
Because people have hurt me, I get to hold to my offense.
所以因为别人伤害了我，所以我就可以抓住那个被伤害的感觉。
Because other people have wounded me, I get to stay angry.
所以因为别人伤害我，我可以持续的来生气。
But that's not what Jesus came to do. He didn't come to make a bunch of orphans.
但是这不是耶稣来做的目的，他不是要来然后成立很有很多的孤儿。
He came to give life and life abundant.
他是来给我们生命，而且是更丰盛的生命。
But you can only have life or offense. You can't have both.
可是你只能够有生命，或者是你要选择被冒犯，你不能够选择两个都有。
There is no middle place. It's either I'm full of offense or I'm full of life.
你或者是你是充满了生命力，或是你充满了被冒犯的感觉。
Papa asked me to share a little bit about my relationship with my dad.
天父要我今天分享我跟我亲生父亲的一个关系。
Because a lot of the ways that I see my spiritual mamas and papas were because of the hurts I received from my father.
因为我在跟我属灵父母的相处上面是很多跟我的原生家庭的父母的父亲的关系有关系。
Growing up, my dad was he was very angry.
我从小长大，我爸就是非常愤怒的一个人。
And as a little girl, I didn't understand why my dad was angry all the time.
我在小时候的时候，我不知道为什么我爸总是在生气。
Ever since I could remember, I always saw my father as very, 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 very harsh.
从我能够记得的时候，我就总是觉得我爸爸很凶。
A little thing I would say, it would make him blow up.
我只要讲错一点点，我爸就会整个爆炸。
I left my socks on the couch.
我记得有一次我忘记我把我的袜子忘在沙发上面。
And my dad just came home from a 10-hour workday.
所以有一天他就是回家，他已经工作十个小时了。
And when I was little, I learned that when my dad would come home, I need to go hide because he's going to be upset.
我从小就学会，我爸爸只要回家，我就要躲起来，因为他会生气。
So whenever it was around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, I would go hide in my room.
所以只要到晚上八九点，我就会躲到我的房间里面。
Because I was afraid he was going to get angry with me.
因为我很害怕他好像要对我生气。
So my dad, he came home from a long work day. He saw my socks on the couch.
所以他那一天回来，他工作很累，然后看到我的袜子在沙发上面。
The next thing I know, I hear him running up the stairs.
然后我就听见他跑上楼梯。
He starts screaming at me.
他开始对我不断的尖叫。
You're so lazy. You're such a fat, lazy person. You don't even care about our house.
你为什么这么懒惰？你就是一个胖的女孩子。你为什么都不关心家里的事情
？And the next thing I know, he starts beating me with his belt.
所以他接下来他所做就是他的皮带不断的打我。
And he had no control. All I saw was anger, and I'm crying, and I'm asking him to stop, but he couldn't stop.
我不知道该怎么做，我就是一直求他要停下来。我看到就是他那个愤怒的脸，可是他停不下来。
So this is a wound since I was very young that I was just so afraid that I would make my father angry.
这是我从小的伤害，我一直很害怕我会让我的爸爸生气。
For many years, I would just stay away, keep distance from my dad.
所以很多年我都会跟我爸爸保持距离。
And then he started drinking.
他就开始喝酒。
And as he started drinking, he became more and more out of control.
当他喝酒开始以后，他就越来越失去控制。
I remember one time he beat me so badly that my back was scarred.
他有一次打我打得很严重，我的背都要裂开了。
And then the next day, you know, he came to me and he said, "I'm so sorry." You know, in the moment when he was beating me, he didn't know what he was doing.But the next morning, he realized what he had done, and he came to apologize.
所以第二天早上，他就来对我道歉，因为他在打我的时候，他不知道他在干什么。可是他第二天醒过来的时候，他就来对我说对不起。
And he tried to hug me.
他尝试要来抱我。
But I remember the Lord reminded me this morning, and I had forgotten this.
今天天父早上提醒我。
But I remember that moment. I actually said a curse over my dad.
我记得在那一个时候，我对我爸爸说了一个咒诅的话。
And as he tried to hug me, I remember I said, I hate you on the inside.
当他尝试要来抱我，我里面说我恨你。
I'm never gonna love you.
我永远不会再爱你。
Because as an orphan, when we're hurt, we say we were gonna withhold love.
因为当我们是孤儿的时候，我们被伤害，我们会把爱包起来。
Because we feel like we're justified in our pain.
因为我们觉得我们这样做是对的，因为我们真的很受伤。
That this is one thing that we could punish them.
因为这样做我就可以来处罚他。
By withholding love.
我就不要把我的爱给他。
But what this did was that it didn't punish my dad.
但其实没有处罚到我的爸爸。
It punished me.
其实那伤害了我自己。
Because I couldn't love or forgive him, my heart became dead.
因为我没有爱，没有办法爱，还有饶恕他，我的心开始死掉。
I couldn't receive the Father's love for me.
我没有办法领受天父的爱。
Because I thought he was just like my dad.
因为我觉得天父就跟我爸一样。
I couldn't receive my leader's love for me.
我没有办法领受我的领袖对我的爱。
Because all I saw was that they're just like my dad.
因为我就觉得他们跟我爸都一样。
They're gonna hurt me, abuse me, and then they're gonna try to control me.
他们会伤害我，虐待我，然后尝试控制我。
But our Abba Father,
但我们的天父
He is a love that covers multitude of sins.
他的爱是胜过一切的罪。
And as I started to receive the Father's love for me,
当我开始接受天父对我的爱
my eyes started to open to seeing who my Father really was.
我的眼睛渐渐被打开来认识我爸爸真的是谁。
Because I didn't know my dad's story.
因为我不知道我爸的故事。
I didn't know that he was abandoned by his father as a child.
我不知道他在很小的时候就被他的爸爸抛弃。
I didn't know that he had to beg on the streets in Philippines just to have food.
我不知道他在小时候必须在菲律宾的街道上面乞讨，他才能够有食物。
I didn't know how his mother would abuse him all the time.
我不知道他的妈妈会一直虐待他，打他。
I didn't know that he lost two of his brothers.
我不知道他失去了他的两个兄弟。
All I saw was his pain and his anger.
我唯一看到的是他的痛苦和他的愤怒。
I didn't see that he was just an orphan like me.
他跟我一样，其实只是一个孤儿。
We have to turn our hearts again, family.
我们必须要把我们的心再来转。
Because holding on to our offenses, holding on to our hurts, just keeps us bound.
如果我们继续的抓住那个被伤害的感觉，被冒犯的感觉，只是让我们更被捆锁。
And keeps our family bound.
也让我们的家人被捆住。
This past year, the last 2 years I was sharing, it's been a pruning season.
在过去的两年当中，我刚才分享是一个在被磨练的一个淘练的一个季节。
Just really unrooting the orphan spirit from the very depths of me.
就是从我里面孤儿的灵很被拉出来。
And especially giving me a new mind.
尤其是给我一个新的想法。
Because as he's transforming my heart, he also wants to transform my mind.
当他来更新我的心的时候，他也希望更新我的想法。
Like I said, the hurt from my dad often perverse the way that I saw my spiritual leaders.
因为我刚才分享说，因为我跟我爸的关系，造成我对领袖之间的关系的影响。
Anytime any of the pastors, Mama Wei or Papa David or Mama Grace, in the past when they would try to find me, I was like, "Oh no, I'm in trouble."
所以过去的时候，我只要是张伟牧师、国瑞牧师或者是江牧师要来找我，我马上里面一个反应就是，哦，糟了，我做错事了。
I must have done something bad.
我一定做了一些很糟糕的事情。
They're gonna rebuke me.
他们就会来责怪我。
So even before they speak, my head is already down.
所以他们还没讲话的时候，我的头已经低下来了。
Thinking, oh man, I must have done a bad job.
我就是在想说，我一定做错了什么事情。
But as the Lord brought me into a place of repentance. I came to see it's been all these lies have not been them. It's in me.
所以当那个神开始光照我的时候，我就突然发现说，哦，原来这些错其实不在他们的身上，是在我里面。
And all these offenses, I can't carry them anymore. They're killing me.
我不能够继续再带着这一些被冒犯的这些的重担，他们真的是快要把我压垮了。
I shared during our revival Saturday prayer meeting about one time that Mama Wei had talked to me.
我在我们礼拜六的复兴祷告会当中分享，有一次张伟妈妈跟我说
，I had come back from One Thing Conference, super revived and excited.
我从一个 One Thing 的一个特会回来，我真的心中充满了盼望，非常的兴奋。
I thought I was living in revival already.
我就觉得我已经活在复兴里面了。
And then Mama Wei looks at me and says, Mishi, it's time to run.
所以那个张伟妈妈就对我说，哦，Mishi，现在是奔跑的时候了。
And my orphan spirit, the first lie that went in was, oh no, I'm going to have to do more work.
我第一个反应就是，哦，糟了，这个代表有更多的工作要给我。
And then she said, we're going to start praying every morning, 7:30.
她就说，我们每天早上七点半要开始来祷告。
And I thought, oh, yay.
里面就说，哦，好棒哦。
But then I said, you know, not every day, right?
然后就跟她说，不是每天吧。
I still get my day off once a week, right?
我每个礼拜还是有我的休息日吧，一天。
And with the fear of the Lord...And loving kindness.
带着对神的敬畏，还有神的慈爱和怜悯。
She looked at me in the eyes and she said, "Mishi, no."
张伟妈妈看着我说 ，Mishi， 不是的。
That as a family, we're running into revival.
她说，我们是一个家庭，我们要在复兴里面一同奔跑。
And if in your revival, you're in Jesus every day.
如果你是在复兴里面，你是在每一天都在耶稣里面。
You're resting in His presence every day.
你每一天都在他的同在里面休息。
You're waiting on the Lord every day.
你每一天都等候神。
But it's through prayer that we're going to rise into unity and run together as a family.
是透过祷告，我们会在合一里面一同兴起，一同奔跑。
And if you feel differently, you have to go tell Mama Grace yourself.
你如果有任何不一样的想法，你要自己跟江妈妈说。
And I thought, no, I can't tell Mama Grace.
我说 no, no, 我不可以，我没有办法去跟江妈说。
And I left the meeting feeling so angry, so offended.
我从那个跟张伟妈妈讲话的出来以后，我里面充满了被冒犯，感觉非常的难过。
All this buried orphan spirit all of a sudden came out.
所有被埋下去的孤儿的感觉全部的都彰显出来。
I was angry. I said, they don't care about me. They just want me to work all the time.
我觉得很生气，我觉得他们一点都不在乎我，他们就是要我一直工作。
They don't appreciate me.
他们不体谅我。
They just want us to work, 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 work.
他们就是要我一直工作，工作，工作，工作。
That's it. I'm leaving.
不管了，我要离开了。
And that very night, this is how powerful the deception was. That very night, after Mama Wei had talked to me, I started updating my resume.
这就是谎言的能力。就在那一天，我跟张伟妈妈讲完话以后，晚上已经开始在做我的简历。
And I thought in my mind, this is time for me to leave Forerunner.
我的心里面在跟我自己讲，这或许这就是我离开牧主先锋教会的时候了。
Just one little lie.
就是一点点的谎话。
All of a sudden, I was all bound up.
突然之间，我整个被辖制住。
I was ready to abandon my call.
我已经决定要放弃我的呼召。
I was ready to abandon my family.
我要来放弃我的家人了。
I was ready to abandon all that the work that God had done in this place.
我要放弃神在这边所做一切美好的工作。
Because that orphan spirit made me feel like my rights had been violated.
因为那个孤儿的灵让我觉得我的权利被冒犯。
But then the Holy Spirit spoke.
但是圣灵开始对我说话。
Even as I was complaining to God.
当我还在对神抱怨的时候。
The mercy of God came into my room that night.
神的怜悯就在我的房间降下来。
And he said to me, Mishi, don't you remember?
他对我说 ,Mishi, 你不记得吗
?That a dead person has no rights.
已经死掉的人是没有权利的。
Philippians 1:21.
腓立 腓立比书一章二十一节。
Paul says, "For me to live is Christ; to die is gain."
保罗说，活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
And when I had answered the call to come into full-time ministry, I remember I wrote on my very first journal.
我记得当我回应我全职的呼召来到牧主教会的时候，我在我的笔记上面所写着。
In big letters, I wrote it on the center of the spine. For me to live is Christ; to die is gain.
在用很大的字在那个我的笔记的中间写着，活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
In Galatians 2:20, it says, "I have been crucified with Christ."
哥罗西加拉太书里面说，二章二十节说，我已经
I've been crucified with Christ.
我已经与耶稣同死。
It's no longer I that live, but Christ in me.
不再是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。
All that offense and orphan spirit made me forget.
那些孤儿的灵，那些被冒犯的感觉，让我被忘记了这些。
My life is not my life.
我的生命不再是我的生命。
That when God found me, I was this broken orphan.
当神找到我的时候，我是一个破碎的孤儿。
So hurt at the age of 16, I tried to commit suicide 3 times.
我如此的破碎，我在16岁的时候，我尝试自杀3次。
But he came with his love and he embraced me.
但他来到我的生命当中，他用极大的爱来环抱我。
And he told me, "You're no longer your own, you're mine."
他跟我说，你不再是你自己的，你是我的。
And at 16, I said, "Lord, you have my life."
我在16岁的时候跟神说，主，你有我。
My life's not my own. I die to my rights.
我不再，我的生命不再是属于我的，我向我所有的权利死掉。
And whatever you want to do with me, I say yes.
不管你要对我做什么，说什么，我都说好。
But that orphan spirit made me forget.
但那个孤儿的灵让我忘记了。
I was so busy fighting for my own rights that I forgot.
我非常的急切的在来要保护我自己的权益，我忘记了这样子的事。
My life is no longer my own.
我的生命不再是属于我自己。
So that was Thursday that Mama Wei had talked to me.
所以张伟妈妈跟我讲话那一次是礼拜四。
And the very next day, I go to 7:30 prayer meeting.
所以第二天礼拜五早上我去了晨祷。
My spirit was willing, but my head and my heart was not there yet.
我的灵是愿意，可是我的心还有我的想那个意念都不在那里。
And Papa David was leading the prayer time.
国瑞爸爸那天是在带祷告。
And I remember coming in, I had such a bad attitude.
我记得我进来的时候，我里面真的是很糟的态度。
I stood as far back as I could possibly stand.
我觉得尽量坐到最后面。
I had my arms folded.
然后我的双手就是这样环绕着。
And I was grumbling in my spirit. There's no other leaders here but me and Papa David.
我里面就不断的自己在嘀咕着，都没有人在这里。7:30，只有我跟国瑞牧师在这里。
Everyone's late. Why do I have to be here right now?
为什么大家都会迟到，我却要准时在这里？
They're praying in Chinese, and I don't even understand.
他们都用中文祷告，我完全都听不懂他们在讲什么。
Remember the moment I said that.Papa David started praying in English.
我记得当我里面正在嘀咕的时候，国瑞爸爸就开始用英文祷告。
Because he loves me and he saw me, so he wanted to speak it out in English.
因为他看到我，他认识我，所以他希望用英文把祷告祷告出来。
But my orphan spirit was like, he's trying to control me and make me pray.
我的里面就在想说，哦，国瑞爸爸想要控制我，他要我祷告。
I'm not gonna pray. He's trying to force me to pray.
他越强迫我，我就越不要祷告。
And then other people in the family started to pray in English.
然后渐渐的，一个两个，其他人都开始用英文祷告。
And then Mama Grace prayed in English.
然后江妈妈也用英文祷告。
But still, I was like, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I don't want to.
然后里面就一直想，我不要，我不要，我不想要。
And then I heard Papa speak to me again that very morning.
在那天早上，我记得天父对我说话。
He said, "Do you not see?
你看不见吗
？Your family loves you so much.
你的家人这么的爱你。
They're willing to pray in your language so that you feel at home."
他们愿意用你的语言来祷告，所以你觉得你在家里。
May she come home.
米许回家了。
And that day, I just started crying and repenting.
所以那天我就开始不断的流泪，不断的悔改。
And every morning that I've been going to morning prayer for the last 3 months.
所以我每天都会去晨祷，然后持续了三个月。
I'm coming before the throne of grace and just repenting of all this offense.
我在恩典的宝座前面不断的悔改，里面一切被冒犯的感觉全部放下。
That has cut me off from my family.
这些东西使我与我的家人分隔。
That cut me off from being able to receive their love for me.
这样子使那个分隔使我没有办法接受我家人给我的爱。
At the same time this was happening, my dad, he messaged me out of nowhere.
在这些发生的同时，我爸爸突然之间送短讯给我。
He wanted to talk to me on the phone.
他希望跟我在电话上说话。
And he had been worried because my sister had been struggling.My little sister was struggling.
因为我的小妹妹有一点困难。
And so he wanted me to pray for my sister.
所以他希望我能够为我的小妹妹祷告。
The Lord has healed our relationship a lot, a lot.
神已经医治我和我爸爸的关系很多很多。
And he started talking to me about how this is January, how he has a New Year's resolution.
所以他跟我分享在一，因为这是一月的时候，他跟我说他有新年新希望。
And he wants to get healthy.
他希望能够变得健康。
He asked me, Mishi, do you want to do it with me?
他问我说 ，Mishi， 你想不想跟我一起
？In the past.When my dad would talk to me about my weight, I always felt condemned.
在过去，我爸只要跟我提到体重的事，我就觉得我被控告。
I always felt like he was trying to change me and correct me.
我总觉得他要来改变我，他要使我不一样。
But my response was so different.
但我这次的回应非常的不一样。
When he asked me, I thought, "Oh, I want my dad to be healthy."
他问我的时候，我里面就觉得说，我要我的爸爸健康。
I know both of his brothers died before the age of 45.
他两个兄弟都在四十五岁之前就过世了。
From heart disease.
是心脏方面的疾病。
And I thought, well, if my dad wants to be healthy, I want to be healthy with him too.
所以我觉得，如果我爸爸想要健康，我要和他一同一起健康。
He said, "You want to be my fitness partner?"
他说，你要跟我一起运动吗？
I said.Okay, let's do it.
我说好，让我们一起来做。
And then after we got off the phone, I said, "Oh, what did I say yes to?"
我放下电话说，哎，我刚才说了什么东西
？Because then the next day he messaged me. He said, "Everything you eat, I want you to tell me every single thing you eat."
所以第二天他就开始问我，你吃的每一个东西我都要知道。
I want you to write down all the calories.
所以每一个所有的卡路里。
And keep a log.
要做记录。
And we'll check up on each other every day.
然后我们每一天都要彼此来检查。
But I didn't feel like he was trying to control me.
这一次我不觉得他在控制我。
I just felt, wow, my dad loves me so much. He's willing to write down all his calories just so that he could be accountable to me and I could be accountable to him.
我觉得我的爸爸实在是太爱我了，他愿意把每天吃的东西的卡路里全部写下来，所以就是让我知道，所以我们可以彼此检查。
We've been doing it for 100 days now.
我们已经在一起这样做100天了。
Every day, me and my dad messaging each other, reminding each other to stay healthy and exercise.
所以每一天，我和我爸爸都会传简讯说，鼓励彼此说要运动，要健康。
So I saw first the natural, then the supernatural.
所以现在肉体可见的环境，然后到超自然的环境。
Because my dad's heart turned towards me and he's willing to fight for my health.
因为当我的爸爸心转向我，他愿意为我的健康来努力的时候。
My heart also turned towards me and I'm like, I want to fight for your health too.
我的心也转向他说，我也要为你的健康来努力。
And together we're able to overcome.
所以一起我们就有突破。
That we're stronger together.
我们一起都更强壮。
One person fights off 1,000.
一人追赶千人。
Two people fight 10,000.
两人追赶万人。
I've seen the power of being broken off of that orphan spirit.
我自己经历到那个孤儿的灵从我身上脱落是多么的大能。
Walking into true sonship.
真实的走在真儿子的里面。
That is not just about me.
不是单单关于我而已。
That as I break through, that my whole family is breaking through.
当我突破的时候，我所有的家人也都一起突破了。
And even now, the Lord is just showing me so much more, just how my spiritual family are my inheritance.
神就向我显启示，我的属灵的家人都是我的产业。
They're not my leaders. They're not just my pastors.
他们不仅仅是我的领袖，不仅仅是我的牧者。
They're my mamas and my papas.
他们是我的爸爸，是我的妈妈。
That are willing to give me everything that they have.
他们愿意将他们所有一切给我。
That I get to run further with them.
所以我可以跟着他们跑得更远。
So it's time, family, we gotta get out of the grave or of our offense.
所以亲爱的家人们，现在是时候了，我们要从我们孤儿里面的坟墓出来。
And walk into true sonship.
我们要真实走在真儿子的里面。
Amen.
Amen.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
多么棒的见证。
What an amazing testimony.
我相信我们很多人都有同样的感受。
I believe all of us have similar receivings.
同样的思想。
Same kind of mindset.
就是那个同样的反应。
Just same response.
今天是很重要的日子。
Today is a really important day.
我们先来看出埃及记十二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章第一节。
Exodus 12 verse 1.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说：你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
好，谢谢。那这个就是逾越节，神把以色列百姓从埃及要带出来之前，他要他们在这个正月十四号这一天哈，要这个把这个羊羔宰了，把血涂在门楣上。
This verse is in the context right before the Passover. God was giving instructions on the first day of the month to slay the lamb and put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts.
我们来看这个十二章的第十三节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 13.
出埃及记十二章十三节
Exodus 12:13
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号我一见这血就越过你们去我击杀埃及地头生的时候灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们
好 OK 好那这个讲到说以色列百姓就是血涂在门楣上神就要这样子越过这个门保护他们不让灭命的使者进到他们里面
So in this verse it talks about that when the people of Israel put the blood on the doorpost that God's destroying angel will pass over that particular house and will not destroy the families living within.
可是整个埃及却每一家的头生的长子牲畜都要灭绝掉。
Yet in the land of Egypt, all the firstborn are destroyed.
那所以神说我把你们这样要带离开埃及好我为你们死这个羔羊就是预表耶稣神的儿子要来成为这个被杀的羔羊保护我们让我们在末后的日子在末后的日子有一个超自然的恩典超自然保护在我们的身上
So this typifies the story of Jesus Christ dying for us so that in the end times that we will have supernatural protection that's resting upon God's people.
所以逾越节呢是神重新设定一个新的开始。
So Passover is a reset of God's season.
他说你们要以本月为正月为一年的开始。
And it says right there,This month, you are going to set it at the first month of the year.
其实这个时候是他们的七月。
Actually, on their old calendar, it's July.
但神说，我要把时间赎回来，从七月变到一年的开始，一月，从这个月开始，是一个新的开始。
But the Lord decreed that I am going to redeem the months and redeem the times. I will reset July, becoming the January, the first of the month.
也就是说，我要在你们我的百姓身上设定一个新的开始。
It means that I am going to reset on the body or in my people a brand new beginning.
要重新把你们带回到我 对你们的原始的心意的一个循环里面。
I want to bring you guys back into my creative purpose for you.
那这个就是神在这个逾越节是神所命定的时刻。
So Passover, that's what it means. It's his decreed time.
就是在一夕之间，天门就打开了。
It's in one moment, as suddenly the heaven of the doors of heaven is opened.
一个救赎的天门打开。
The salvation door is completely fling wide.
一夕之间，神震动整个的埃及。
All of a sudden, God shook the entire land of Egypt.
把以色列从为奴之家带离开。
Took the house of Israel in the land of slavery and set them free.
就说你，他说。那个从此逼迫你们的埃及人，你不会再看见了。
He said, "You will not see the Egyptians who oppressed you anymore."
我要把你们带进去我应许你们的美地。
I'm going to lead you guys into the land of my promise.
我要使你们身份地位回复起初我原始的心意。
I will restore your position, your identity to my original creative purpose.
让你们做首不做尾。
So that you will be the head and not the tail.
你们是居上不居下。
That you will be lifted high and not low.
也就是说，我天门打开，我差遣天使天君大量的被差派出来，来护卫你们，要带你们进到我的迦南美地。
What it means is just the windows of heaven has flung wide and the armies of the Lord has came and it's going to lead and guard you guys from this land into the land of my promise.
那一个医治昌盛的门就这样打开了。
Door of healing and abundance got fling wide open.
我觉得这个在那个时候的逾越节写在这个出埃及记，但是现在正应验在我们的身上。
Do you know that it was written, recorded historically in the book of Exodus, but right now we are experiencing it.
这个2016年是一个很奇妙的一年。
2016 is a very special, unique year.
是神要开始一个末世的复兴的一年。
It's a year that God ordained to have an end-time revival.
是神的这些他所爱的儿子们要被苏醒过来，我不再是做一个奴隶了，我是被神所爱、所救赎、所保护的神的儿子。
It's a year of awakening where God's sons and daughters will awaken to their calling of who they are. They will no longer be oppressed as orphans and as slaves, but they say, "I am my beloved father's sons. I will rise up and awaken."
我们来看哥林多前书十五章二十三节。
First Corinthians 15:23.
但个人是按基督里众人也都复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活。出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
好，这里讲到出熟的果子是基督。
Talks about Christ the first fruits.
亲爱的家人，你知道吗？今天六点钟，下午六点开始，一直到明天的下午六点，就是出熟节，是犹太历的出熟节。
So dear family, do you know that starting from sundown 6 p.m. today all the way till tomorrow is the Jewish feast of the first fruits.
这个出熟在以色列在希伯来的原文就是长子的意思。
In the original language, first fruits means the firstborn son.
那这哥林多前书十五章，他说出熟的果子是基督。
First Corinthians 15 states that Christ the first fruits.
耶稣来为我们死，成为逾越节被杀的羔羊。
Jesus came, became the lamb that was slain for Passover.
旧约是新约的影儿。
The Old Testament is symbolizing the New Testament.
旧约都在指向 这一位基督。
The whole of the Old Testament is pointing to this Christ.
所以耶稣成为被杀的羔羊，第三天从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子，他成为出熟的果子献给神。
So Christ Jesus was slain, became a lamb for the Passover, but risen on the third day, shown to everyone, he became the first fruits.
哥林多前书十五章讲到这个出熟的果实是基督，以后就是这些属基督的一个一个都要成为儿子。
So 1 Corinthians 15, Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ, we will be revealed to become his sons.
也就是耶稣基督他来就是要重新设定一个日子，把时间赎回来，使我们恢复起初神创造我们的原始的心意。
It means that when Christ Jesus came, it became that he decreed by his coming a reset of the time so that we can be set back to the original creative purpose Father God has destined for us.
我们不是被弃绝的。
We are not left behind.
你知道我们很多人在这个在家中，我们常常成长的过程得着的不是爱保护遮盖。
So a lot of times in our family of origin, what we received in our growing up years was not love and protection and covering.
我们在成长过程几乎大多数人在家中所经历的是不被了解，被错误的对待，被利用。
So a lot of us growing up, we experienced be used, misunderstood, and not recognized.
所以我们那个奴仆的恶，奴仆的那个的心啊，就进到我们的里面。
So that yoke of slavery, that mindset of a slave, became firmly planted in us.
但是时候到了。
But time is ripe.
特别是今天是出熟节。
Especially today is a feast of first fruits.
我们的青少年的传道人讲到他成长过程怎么样的被错误对待。
Our youth minister shared about how she grew, how in her family of origin she was mistreated while growing up.
以至于他许多的想法都是一个孤儿不被爱的想法。
So that it caused a lot of her mindset was the orphan mindset, not loved.
从他开始把他的心关起来，我永远不会爱你的。
From the moment when she locked her heart and said, "I will never love you."
我恨你。
I hate you.
从此他几乎所有的属灵的权柄对他所表达的爱，他都是用这个负面的想法，负面的反应。
So from that moment on, even the love from spiritual authorities, you know, the way that she received it is always from a negative connotation, a negative response.
我刚刚听到她讲说，她进到我们晨祷会，然后就国瑞牧师看到她就开始用英文祷告，那她就觉得说，哦，你就想控制我，要我祷告，不要，我不愿意。
What stood out for me was that she was sharing the moment she walked into the morning prayer and she heard Papa David was praying in English. Her first response that you want to control me and I'm not going to let you do it.
我听了都觉得哇，我们都大笑。
We heard and all of us we laughed.
亲爱的家人，你会不会？
Dear family, is that you?
是不是有很多你周遭的人对你的一句话，一个关怀的话，一个问候的话，一个关心的话，你常常都是用负面的吸收，负面的反应。
So a lot of people may be around you, they're loving on you, they're caring you, but when you received it, it's in a negative mindset and you have a negative response.
这个带给你极大的伤害。
Really hurts you.
这个不但让你成为一个爱的绝缘体，吸收不到任何的爱。
It caused you to be an insulator, completely insulated from love.
而且使你伤害许多爱你的权柄。
Not only that, but it'll cause you as a tool to hurt those authorities who is trying to love on you.
所有爱你的人都会被这样的孤儿的灵伤害很深。
All those who love you deeply, they're going to be hurt by your orphan spirit and response.
不感谢主，还好他这个还听得见天父的声音，听得见这个圣灵的声音。
But praise the Lord because she can hear Papa God's voice. She can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
好，那神就开始跟他讲说：“你有没有听到？你有没有看到？啊、哦，他们啊，你看，妈妈 Grace 啊，江牧师也这样为你，也用英文祷告。你有没有看到他们对你的爱？就是因为爱你，想用英文祷告，让你觉得是很被接纳、被爱、被认同的。
So Holy Spirit's whispering to her, you see, even Mama Grace is praying English. That's her expression of love for you. See, everybody's praying, those praying English, so that you can feel welcomed and part of and accepted.
当他讲到这个的时候，我就觉得说，哦，还好我那时候顺服神了。
And when she was sharing this up there, I said, "Oh, praise God, I obey the Lord."
因为我一看到国瑞用英文祷告，我就想，哦，我就回头看，哦，这个有他们英文部的进来。
So I was sitting right there. I saw Pastor David praying English. I thought, "Oh," I turned around. Somebody from the English ministry must be here.
然后我就想说啊，就是一个感动，我要用英文祷告。
And I began to go, oh, I guess I really need to pray in English.
但是又想到就看一遍，就觉得哎呀，怕会不会念的不正确啊。
And I carefully look at the English verse again. I thought, what if I say it wrong?
哎呀，会不会念错了
？Am I going to read it wrong?
哎呀，但是不管了，我就还是把它祷告出来了。
Oh, I don't care. I'm just going to release it.
好，那。阿爸父最了解我们的心。
Papa knows our heart.
阿爸父在当中做奇妙的连结解释的工作。
Papa is doing behind the scene work to connect hearts.
我们当中很多的年轻人。
We have a lot of young people, next generation among us.
你知不知道很多年长的怎么样的这个我们整个的领袖团队家人怎么样一直要营造一个爱的家，让所有的年轻人可以在这个地方快乐的成长。
Do you know how much heart and thought and resources that the older generation, the pastoral leadership is sowing in so that the next generation can grow up here happy?
但是因为我们没有因为我们成长过程这个孤儿的灵没有真实的得着医治，我们常常就是吸收不到所有这个背地里的爱情啊。
So a lot of time because of our own orphan mindset, it's hard for us to receive love, even love behind the scenes.
但是时候到了。
But time is right.
今天是出手节。
Now is the day of first fruits.
我们看一下在这个希伯来书第二章第十到十二节。
Let's look at Hebrew chapter 2, verse 10 to 12.
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。
谢谢。
Thank you.
这里讲到说阿爸父差他的儿子来到地上受这么大的苦，就是要把这些活在埃及，就是预表世界，活在这个世界多少年来的这些孤儿，让你们明白回到起初我创造你们的心意，你们是我的爱子。
Papa has decreed and allowed his son to suffer
so that he could reconcile a group of people who so used to, who is bound by the slavery of Egypt, so that they will turn and be redeemed unto himself, so that they will walk into the original creative purpose.
耶稣称我们是弟兄，他不以为耻。
He called us brothers and he's not ashamed of us.
如果你的兄弟这个一副很龌龊很失败甚至犯过很多的罪，你会不会很怕在别人面前称他是我的弟弟或者我的哥哥？
So if you have a sibling who, you know, just had a lifestyle that's really messed up and did a lot of wrong things, would you be proud to call your sibling, I'm related to him or her?
但是耶稣说，我称你是我的弟兄，我不以为耻。
But Jesus said that he is not ashamed to call them brothers.
你知道吗？
Do you get it?
耶稣称你什么？
What does Jesus call you?
你是我的弟兄。
You're my brothers.
你是跟我一起是阿爸父的儿子。
You are sons with me along to our Papa God.
你不是奴仆。
You're not a slave.
所以亲爱的家人，今天是所有孤儿要醒悟过来的日子。
So dear family, this is the day that all the orphans will be awakened to know their true identity.
耶稣怎么样以复活的大能从死里复活，显明他是神的儿子，接着我们也都是活在神复活的大能里面，说我是神的儿子。
With the same kind of power Jesus resurrected to prove that he is the Son of God, we in the same way will riseup in that same resurrection and call ourselves we are sons of God.
当我上个礼拜我们几个核心领袖一起祷告的时候，
Last week and several of the core co-workers began to pray.
我跟大家讲到，我说我在祷告说，阿爸父，阿苏萨闹，阿苏萨闹，我绝对不让这个阿苏萨的复兴成为过去，必须是现在。Azusa 的复兴是 now， 是现在。
I was crying out, interceding that Azusa now, Azusa now, now is the time. It has to be now. I will not let it pass by. Azusa is now.
我就感觉到，我这样祷告的时候，我这样走的时候，我就觉得我进到一个神国度降临的一个领域。
Even as I was praying, interceding, I walked forward. I feel like I entered into another realm where the kingdom of God came.
一个不同的领域。
It's a different realm.
然后我就觉得，主啊，神的儿子就是要这样行走在神儿子复活的大能里面。
And in my heart cried out, Lord, that's the way that the sons of God will walk into God's resurrection.
然后接着一句话就是说，不在神这个国度要继续丰富的降临在这个地上，不再依赖任何一个人，而是要依赖每一个人。
And next, I got a revelation that God's kingdom breaking in on this earth is no longer up to one person, but it's up to many.
也就是说，神的儿子啊，你要苏醒过来。
Bottom line, God's sons awaken.
你要从坟墓里出来。
Walk out of the grave.
你要从孤儿的坟墓里走出来。
Walk out of that grave of the orphan spirit.
你不要再被过去的这个谎言，因为伤害所带来的许多错误的思想模式捆绑在那个坟墓里面。
Do not be bound to lay in the grave by the offenses and lies of the past.
你一定要出来。
You have to walk out.
你是复活的。
You are resurrected.
你在耶稣基督里面已经复活了。
In Christ Jesus, you are alive.
凡信耶稣基督的就是神的儿子。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ, they are son of God.
而不是奴仆。
No longer a slave.
凡受洗的就已经披戴耶稣基督了。
Those who are baptized, you're wearing Christ Jesus.
复活的耶稣基督已经披戴在我们的身上。
The resurrected Christ Jesus is covering a mantle over us.
重点是我信不信。
Bottom line, do I believe it?
我信，我就这个时刻，我就开始可以行走在神儿子复活的大能里面。
The moment I believe, I'm able to walk in His resurrection power.
特别在这个复兴的时刻
especially at this moment of revival,
你的思想一定要觉醒过来。
Your thought life, your mindset has to be awakened.
在乎的是你信不信。
Bottom line, do you believe it?
耶稣已经完成这个工作。
Jesus already completed his work.
他说，我称你们为我的弟兄。
He said, I call you my brothers.
阿爸父差我来，就是要我是出手的，接着我要带许多的儿子都要进到这个荣耀里。
Papa has sent me, I'm the first fruit, and then I'll bring many sons to enter into his glory.
活在他的荣耀里。
Dwelling in his glory.
继承他天上属天所要给他儿子许许多多的产业。
To receive and take hold of all the heavenly inheritance.
所以你一定要离开那个孤儿的心态。
So you must walk out and leave behind that orphan mindset.
神带领你来到这个家。
God brought you to this family.
你有没有对着阿爸父的爱醒过来？
Are you awakened to his love towards you?
这是不是你属灵的家？
Is this your spiritual family right here?
看看你的左右边，是不是你亲爱的属灵的姐姐、哥哥、弟弟、妹妹？
Just look around you. Are you surrounded by beloved family members, your siblings in Christ?
你不是孤单一个人啊。
You're not alone.
你是受洗进入基督的身体。
You got baptized to enter into the body of Christ.
你是受洗进入神的家。
You are baptized to enter into family.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
那今天是我们要彻底的脱离所有孤儿形态的日子。
Today is the day where we completely get rid of anything that has to do with the orphan spirit.
神说，给我一个家。
God says, give me a family.
你会看见我能做何等大的工作。
You will see what awesome and mighty works I can do through family.
给我一个家。
Give me a family.
神一直在寻找一个家。
God is searching a family.
是一个充满了他的可爱的儿子们。
Full of kids and sons who adore him.
是深深的认识阿爸父对他的爱。
Those who love and deeply know and grasp Father God's love towards them.
你知道那个逾越节哈，他说那个在出埃及记第二章我们刚刚念的，他说是我把我这，他说这个血要在你们所住的房屋做记号，我一看见这个血就越过你们去。
So it says in Exodus 12 that Father God says that when I see this symbol, that the blood that's around the doorpost, I see that blood and I will pass over.
他说我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
It says that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
他说，我看到这个血，我就会越过去。
Says that when I see this blood, I will pass over.
那个越过，在原文的意思就是说，把翅膀张开，为了保护，覆盖你们。
So the word Passover in the original language means to extend the wings to cover in order to protect.
在末后的日子，神会震动这个世界。
End times, God will shake this world.
就像神当初震动埃及一样。
Just like the way that God shook Egypt.
但是神说，你要躲在我羔羊的宝血的里面。
But God says that you will hide under the blood of the lamb.
躲在我的保护底下。
You will hide under my protection.
躲在基督的里面。
Hide in Christ Jesus.
他说，我会保护你们，覆盖你们。
He says, I will protect you, I will cover you.
但是你必须知道自己是儿子。
Key point, you gotta know that you are a son.
刚刚 Mishi 的见证
，Mishi's testimony，
其实啊，这个属灵的父母是希望他们既然全时间被呼召出来，他实在应该更多的来遇见神，吃喝主的肉主的血。
The spiritual parent's heart intent is just that you've been called as into full-time ministry, so you need more opportunity to eat of the Lord and drink of the Lord.
你更多的认识神，你就更多的知道自己是谁。
The more you have an opportunity to know who God is, the more you will know who you are.
你就会开始活出神命定要给你的丰盛。
Then you will begin to walk into the abundance that He has purposed for you.
但是他听到的反应就是觉得，哦，你就是要我一直都不给我休息，啊，要我这样工作工作。
But the orphan mindset before was,What? You're not going to give me rest. You want me to work, work, work.
那感谢主，神跟他讲。
Praise the Lord that he spoke to her.
否则，如果不是神这样临到他跟他讲
，If God did not visit her,
他已经走出另外一条路了。
She's already walked out another path in her life.
因为他已经开始写履历表了。
Because she was already updating her resume.
他已经要去另外 的找工作了。
She was going to look for another career.
这叫孤儿。
That's orphan.
孤儿会错误的反应，然后走出错误的一条人生的道路。
Orphans will respond wrongly and walk out a path that's completely off from the creative purpose.
还好他听得见天父跟他讲。
But it's a good thing she heard the Father.
然后她开始改变。
And she began to respond and transform.
她开始改变以后，那个孤儿的灵不见了。
When she began to be transformed, that orphan spirit is just gone.
她整个就不一样了。
She's completely different.
我不知道她内在发生什么事。
I have no idea the inner workings of what's going on in Mishi.
我只知道他变得常常聚完会就过来 hug 我。
I just know that at the end of the meeting, she often comes over and give me a hug.
成为一个很亲的女儿。
I just feel like she is a daughter that is so close to me.
她刚刚讲说她碰到这个属灵的权柄，她就觉得哦，你们找我一定是要骂我，我一定是觉得我做不好。
She was describing before she would see a spiritual authority, she just hung her head and go, "Oh my goodness, I did something wrong. You guys are going to chew on me."
其实我们从来没有说过。一句他做不好。
But I've never really said any, even one time that you did this bad.
我每次看见他都是称赞他。
Every time I've seen her, I always praised her.
但是直到他刚刚讲出来。
But to that moment when she shared it,
我才发现说，哇，当一个人在孤儿的灵里面，他真的所有对他的称赞，没有一句吸收进去。
And I realized when she was describing the process that when a person's in an orphan mindset, none of the praises and encouragements could really stick to them.
她就只活在自己小时候被伤害的那个错误的 mindset, 错误的思想模式里面。
So she was a person like this is can only dwell in that wrong mindset, the hurt accumulated from the growing up years.
你们就只是要求我，要我乖，我做错事就惨了。
You guys just putting demands upon me. You just want to control me. When I did anything wrong, I will be in trouble.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他没有走错路。
She did not walk off the path.
主保守住。
God took hold of her.
其实神开始借着她来晨祷，神是要把她的一个更大的一个命定开始一直要揭开来。
Through her coming to the morning prayer, the Lord is wanting to release even a greater, mightier calling in her life.
她开始会跟中文堂的一些同工领袖们有常常聚在一起的祷告、读经、相交。
So she's able to begin to connect more with the pastoral and co-workers in the Chinese ministry. So there will be more communication, time to connect.
然后他里面好多的潜能都一直的发挥出来。
And all the potential inside of her is getting exploded.
其实我以前在他还没有来我们当中的时候，我知道他要来的时候，我就知道，我就觉得这个姊妹里面有我们的 DNA。
And I know this, that even before she came way back, I knew from the Lord that this sister has our DNA.
我是非常的高兴欢迎她进到我们当中来服侍我们的 youth.
Back then, I was so glad to welcome her in to come and serve and love upon the youth.
可是充满在她里面的思想呢，是我们所不知道的，就是那个伤害所带来的孤儿的灵。
But all the invisible things, the struggles of her mind, we just didn't know.
那我觉得在今天这个出手节，我们的下一代的传道人来见证他怎么样从孤儿变为真实的儿子。
And I really believe it is significant that here at the Feast of First Fruit, that our next generation minister come and testify how she went from being an orphan into a son.
我觉得也是代表我们的下一代，他是出熟的果子，接着我们的下一代都在成为儿子。
And I believe this is a prophetic message that she's the first fruit of the next generation. Following her, the next generation will rise up and become sons.
我们最后看这一节圣经哈，
Lastly,
在希伯来书三章第六节。
Lastly, Hebrew 3:6.
但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
好，这里讲到神的儿子就是要治理神的家。
It talks about that God's sons is going to have stewardship over his house.
这就是神跟我讲的 ，rely on everyone.
This is what God says, 靠着大家。
这个家是要让大家。众儿子们一起来治理的。
This is the kind of home that all God's sons all together rise up to administer together as one.
但是他讲，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
And it says that, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope.
如果你不信。还是觉得很怕，常常活在怕权柄这样的里面，你就还是在孤儿的里面。
But if you still don't believe, you have unbelief, and you still live under that fear, then you are still in bondage.
你就是还是住在埃及，住在孤儿之家。
So you're still dwelling in Egypt, dwelling in an orphanage.
奴隶之家。
In the house of slavery.
但是如果你知道这是我可夸耀的盼望。
But if you know this is the boasting of our hope.
你有信心有胆量知道我是神家的儿子。
If you rise up in faith and courage saying that I am a son of God.
这个家的喜乐丰盛都在乎我要尽我一份来治理。
All the joy and abundance, all of it's pending that I rise up to take hold of my part in this family.
他说，我们就是神的家了。
And it says that we are God's household.
所以亲爱的家人，你知道你多重要吗？
So dear family, you got to know you're really important.
我们当中可能有些人他说、哦、我没有像 Mishi 从小有那么多的从父亲的伤害。
Maybe some of you are thinking, well, I'm not like Mishi who received so much abuse from a father.
我爸妈都对我蛮好的。
My parents treated me really well.
但是我爸妈 就是常常要我要功课好读，做一切就是要使我成为一个很在乎我的表现的一个人。
But my parents always required of me excellence so that I will be one who performs well.
所以我的表现好，我就会使我爸妈更高兴。
So if I performed well, I bring joy to my parents.
所以这样的人呢，他整个活着的目的，他活着的中心是在乎他的成就，他的表现。
So somebody with this kind of mindset, the whole purpose, is to focus on how am I performing, how am I doing.
这样的人叫做雇工。
This kind of people is called hired hand.
他不是儿子。
Not a son.
他儿子的话就知道父亲对我的爱是无条件。
A son would know that Papa's love towards me unconditional.
但是因为我们很多父母带给孩子的感受是那个爱是有条件。
But a lot of parents unintentionally brought about a mindset that love has a price.
我必须乖，我必须表现得好。
I need to be obedient. I need to perform well.
所以我们整个的目的，如果我没有表现好，我如果没有很多的很好的成就，赚很多钱，功课很好，我就觉得我是个很失败，我很伤父母的心。
So if I didn't perform well, get a great job, earn a high salary, get a good grades, and I would just feel like I failed my parents and I hurt them.
所以这个是另外一种孤儿的心态。
That's another example of an orphan mindset.
无论如何都是孤儿。
Bottom line, all orphans.
那但是今天是神要释放你进到儿子的荣耀的日子。
But this is the day where the Lord is going to release you to enter into sonship.
当你进到儿子的灵里面，那个关系整个都不一样了。
When you step into sonship, the relationships are completely transformed.
你思想模式都是一个爱的思想模式，不再是一个他是不是要利用我，哦，他是不是要苦待我，他是不是讨厌我，压迫我的这种负面思想。
So mindset is all full of love, no longer thinking, are they trying to control me? Are they trying to oppress me? Are they going to require of me? None of that.
你刚刚听到 Mishi 的见证。
You heard Mishi's testimony.
她从孤儿一变成儿子的心态。
When she transformed from an orphan into a son,
她爸爸跟她讲的话，她的想法都开始不一样了。
Even her own natural father's conversation with her, she has a different mindset to receive it.
哦，爸爸一跟他讲到，哦，就说要身体健康，想要我们要瘦一点。以前他就会觉得，哦，他又在定我的罪，控告我。
So when her dad began to say, let's be healthy together, let's watch our weight, before she would say, he's condemning me.
他要控制我。
He wants to control me.
但他现在就不是，他现在就以爸爸的心为心，哦，为了爸爸的健康，我想跟爸爸一起来控制饮食。
But now it's different. Now she took hold of her father's heart and say, yeah, I want my dad to have good health. And because of that, I want to fight for his health. I want to control, discipline my body and my health too.
所以爸爸要他每天把他吃什么寄给爸爸的时候，他不会觉得你怎么管我那么多，而他会觉得说爸爸对我好好爱哦。
So when her dad says, send me over all the caloric count of the day that you consumed, she's not going to say, why is he micromanaging my life? But she's going, wow, he loves me so much.
你看多么不一样。
So different.
所以亲爱家人，在你的思想里面，有没有常常觉得你的老板，你的权柄就是要控制你？
So in your mindset, brothers and sisters, do you often feel like my boss, my authorities, they're trying to micromanage and control me?
你是不是觉得教会好多的决定措施都是为了要控制你？
Do you feel like all these changes in church and all of the meetings or policies is made to control you?
你彻底错误了。
You're wrong.
教会 整个所有被全时间呼召出来的，只是把命摆上，就是要为阿爸父乳养出许多神的儿子来献给阿爸父。
You got to know those people, those ones who are called into full-time ministry, they before the Lord had laid their lives down for the whole purpose to nurture and mature the body of Christ.
所以如果 你的思想里面常常觉得、哦、他要我服侍就是要利用我，他要我参加晨祷会就是要控制我要求我，你一定要知道这是孤儿的思想，仇敌的谎言。
So if you struggle with the mindset that, oh, they want me to serve because they're trying to use me. They want me to go to this meeting, that meeting, so they want to control me. You got to wake up. That is the orphan mindset.
以前有一位姊妹 她就说、哦、如果有人要她服侍，她就觉得你们就是看我有这个技巧，就是想要利用我。
So I know of this one sister, every time people approach her to serve, she will think in her head, well, you just see that I have this skill, you guys just want to use me.
有一次我就跟她说，
And I told her this one time,
我说神造你有特殊这一方面的财富，一定就是神在这方面要使你在这方面在神国里面更被发展，而可以继承神许多的产业，要治理，因着治理神的家而继承许多的产业。
I was explaining to her that, well, God gave you this set of talents. It must be that it is in His heart that you will rise up walking in the talents that He has given you so that you can become more proficient in administering and inheriting God's kingdom in this specific area.
但如果你不想服侍，你是自由的，你可以不用服侍。
But if you don't want to serve, you're free. You don't have to.
神会兴起其他别人来服侍。
God will raise up another to take
that place. 你一定要知道你是自由的。
You got to know you're free to choose.
后来这个姊妹她说，她真的蒙光照，从那一天开始，她真的把那个被利用那一种思想从她里面彻底除掉。
So this sister got awakened from that day onward. She got rid of this whole mindset that I'm being used.
我说是当神用要我服侍的时候，我都觉得啊，这个是我的荣幸，他选中我。
So every time the Lord's inviting me to partner with Him in service, I always think, wow, such an honor. Of all these people, He picked me.
如果我没有摆上去，还有好多神可以选的。
If I don't walk in it, God could have chosen anybody else around me.
所以我被神选上可以来服侍神，那是我的荣耀。
So I got picked, that's my honor.
所以亲爱的家人，在末世会有好多谎言。
So, dear family, end times there's going to be a lot of lies released.
谎言的灵是很强的。
The spirit of lies is very strong.
你一定要快点脱离孤儿的心态。
You have to quickly get rid of the orphan mindset.
明白你的身份。
You got to know your identity.
你是神的儿子。
That you are a son of God.
耶稣称你为弟兄，不以为耻。
Jesus is not ashamed to call you brother.
你在神的家，神的国是极重要，是神的家要靠你来治理。
You're so important in God's kingdom, God's family, God's administration is going to be worked and released through you.
你不是等着别人来服侍你。
You're not waiting for other people to serve you.
而是你要来治理神的家。
But you will rise up and administer God's household.
好，那最后我再讲，我们有一位我们的 Stephen Lane 弟兄啊。
So I want to talk about Stephen Lane.
他呢在参加阿苏萨那一天到晚上很晚的时候。
He was part of the Azusa Now conference until late into the evening.
他就跟神说，阿爸父，我觉得我好像没有得着像别人那么得着的，你有没有什么礼物要给我啊？
He was complaining to God, Papa, why didn't I receive what I thought I was going to get like other people?
那阿爸父就说，哟， 我要给你的礼物已经给你的女儿了，你去跟她要。
Papa said, yeah, the gift I've given, I want to give you, I already give it to your daughter. You ask your daughter for it.
女儿几岁？
11.
她女儿11岁，她隔天早上一起来就去问她女儿说，啊，那个阿爸父跟我说他有礼物要你给我。
So, his daughter is 11 years old. So next morning when he woke up, he approached his daughter and asked, Papa God said, you have a gift to give to me.
然后他女儿说，哦，有有有，就是 whole, 就说就是完整，完整的心，完整的人。
And, his daughter said, yes, he told me to give you wholeness.
那他说当女儿跟他讲这个的时候，然后神就开始跟他讲话。
As soon as his daughter released that word wholeness to him, God began to speak to him.
就说我要带以色列人进入迦南美地。
When I was leading my people into the land of Canaan.
但是只有加勒约书亚他们100%的相信。
But out of all group of people, only Caleb and Joshua, they believed wholeheartedly, 100%.
我就是要你成为像加勒约书亚这样，有一个全心全人的相信我的话，要拥抱得着我要给你的应许。
This is whom I called and destined you to be a wholehearted person, to believe and present for me 100%, to receive and enter into my promise.
这就是我的儿子。
This is my son.
所以他就领受了。
He received it.
他知道阿爸父要他要全心的要进入阿爸父给他的应许。
He knows right away that Papa God wants to invite him to enter into his promises 100% wholeheartedly.
不是 99%.
Not 99%.
所以他知道他要成，真的是，他就是神的儿子。
He needs to know that he is a son of God.
他知道他的身份的尊贵跟荣耀。
He knows the honor of being a son of God and the glory that comes with it.
所以当他回到这里，我们的晚崇拜。
After he returned that evening service,
他就领受到一个意象，一个神来的一个话，说神要医治眼睛。
So he received a word of the Lord that there was going to be healing for eyes.
他就非常勇敢地来跟领袖说，我要上台来宣告，可不可以？
So he took courage and told the leaders, may I have the permission to step up on stage and call it out?
他就上来，就开始宣告，神要医治眼睛有毛病的。
So he stepped up, began to declare that God's healing is over those with eye problems.
我那一天晚上一看到他就，哦，他怎么变了一个人啊？
And that night I looked at Steve and I thought, whoa, he's completely different.
他很爱主，但是他经常是不说话的，很安静。
He loves the Lord, but he often is at the back, very quiet.
但那一天他充满了勇力，就在这里，真的就这样宣告出神要做的工作。
But that night he stepped up full of courage, standing right here, began to declare and decree God's work.
我觉得这就是神的儿子。
And I saw and I go, that is a son of God.
亲爱家人，你是不是神的儿子
？Dear family, are you a son of God?
你是不是神的儿子
？Are you a son of God?
耶稣为你成为初熟的果子。
Jesus became your first
fruit. 他说：“以后就是你，就是你，就是你，就是我，是跟着要成为这样复活显明是神的儿子。
”He says, "It's you, it's you, it's you, it's me. It's going to manifest to show that resurrected son of God."
来献给阿爸父。
Just to present it before Papa.
所以今天我们从最小的到最年长的，在这个家中不再有一个孤儿了。
So for the youngest to the oldest in this family, no more orphans.
你一定要留意，孤儿仇敌就会一直谎言跟你讲，因为你都100%的吃进去。
You gotta know the enemies will constantly feed lies to the orphans because orphans will take it in 100%.
但你如果是儿子，
But if you're a son,
你整个思想都是正面的，都是爱的思想。
Your mindset is positive, full of love.
被爱的思想。
A mindset that is loved.
然后呢，你仇敌一来，一讲谎言，你马上知道。别开玩笑了，你别来骗我。
So when there's a lie coming over, you're going to say, are you joking? Are you kidding me? Go.
所以仇敌就越来越没趣了。
So the enemy becomes disinterested.
这就是初代的教会，这些门徒们都变为神的儿子，显出神的大能，在当代的世代翻转整个的罗马帝国。
This is the church in the very beginning that the apostles and disciples became that first fruit, that sons, and they began to transform and impact the entire Roman Empire.
复兴就是在乎神的儿子们一起说。阿爸父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Revival is God's sons gathered together and said, "We honor your name. We set your name as holy."
阿爸父，你是一位这么美丽、这么慈善、这么善良、这么美丽的一位父亲。
Papa, you are a good, good father. You're so kind and compassionate.
愿你的国度降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在这个地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的国这些日子要大有能力的临到。
God's kingdom will begin to press in full of power.
在 West Virginia 已经开始有复兴了。
Do you know in West Virginia there's a revival happening?
六所学校的学生就这样聚在一起，天天的在敬拜神。
Six schools, students from six schools, they gather together every single day to worship the Lord.
很多大能大人开始加入。
Even adults begin to become part of that movement.
然后他们就变成在学校的外墙围外面开始每天在那敬拜神。
So they begin to gather outside the campus every single day worshiping.
已经开始传到整个的城镇。
It's beginning to spread over their city.
亲爱的神儿子们，我们要苏醒过来。
Dear sons, we need to be awakened.
今天是神重新设定天开的日子。
Today is a day where there's a reset to the open heaven.
他要把我们带回到起初创造我们的心意。
God is leading us back into the original creative intent.
成为他亲爱的儿子。
To become his dearly beloved sons.
治理神的家。
To administrate God's kingdom and household.
改变这个世界。
Transform, impact this world.
那我们今天好高兴，这个 Mishi 是下一代的出手的果子的代表。
We're so glad that Mishi is a prophetic act of the first fruit of the next generation.
当他从孤儿变儿子了以后，他跟他父亲跟所有属灵权柄的关系完全变了，是一个亲爱甜蜜的关系。
So when she left the orphan mindset, become a son, all of her relationships with her spiritual authorities, even with her father, became so sweet, so intimate.
我们现在先请我们的下一代30岁以下的，你也渴望成为一个真的是我要脱离孤儿，完全成为神的儿子，跟我的权柄，跟我的父母都是一个亲爱的关系，甜蜜的关系，你可以来前面。
First of all, we want to reserve the altar space, altar call space to those who are under 30. If this is your desire, you're under 30, you want to enter into that intimacy, that restoration of relationship to become sons, we just invite you to come up here.
好，快点，30岁以下的，赶快跑出来。
30 and below, run up, run up, run up.
神的儿子，神的儿子，跑出来，快点。
Right now, come on up, quick.
好，快一点，快一点，神的儿子们，神的儿子们，你们非常重要。
You are so important.
神的儿子们，来
，God's sons,
来，站在这里，站在这里 ，Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Be standing right here. Be standing right here.
好，我们其他的，虽然你是年长的，你身上也有这个孤儿的灵。你今天，我等一下要请我们的 Mishi 这个出手的果子，神给他要释放， 释放孤儿进入儿子，你渴望得着，请你站起来，打开你的双手，打开你的双手，我要领受这个儿子的灵，我要完完全全的脱离那个孤儿的心态，还有这个故宫的心态，我要完全的脱离。
So if you're 30 and above, but you say, I recognize that I'm an orphan, I want to be completely get rid of that orphan mindset, today is the day I'm going to enter into sonship. If that's you, go ahead and stand up and lift up your hand. Everyone just lift up your hand and begin to receive. And Minister Mishi is going to be releasing that anointing over everyone.
好，你们站起来，打开你的手，我真的要成为神的儿子，活在神儿子自由的荣耀里。
Stand up, rise up, lift up your hand, and just because that's your desire, I will become a true son of God. I will walk and live in his glory.
活在神复活的大能里。
Live in his resurrection might.
举起你的手来领受。
Lift up your hand.
呀, Abba Father, we come.
Abba Father, 我们来到你的面前。
Father, we ask right now you would just release the baptism of your love.
主，我们向你求释放你的爱的恩膏在这个当中。
The baptism of your love that will break every orphan mindset.
你爱的恩膏会破除所有孤儿的灵。
Every seed of deception of the enemy.
所有仇敌的谎言。
Every lie that says we're not good enough and we're not wanted.
所有那些谎言说我们不够好说我们不需要
In Jesus' name we break
奉耶稣的名我们砍断
We break
我们砍断
Every lie of the enemy
所有仇敌的谎言
Every spirit of fear
所有惧怕的灵
We cast out in Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名我们出去
Lord, we ask for a baptism of love.
我们向你求那爱的恩膏
That will release the freedom of sonship in this place.
主啊，求你释放那真儿子的自由在这个地方
No longer bound to fear.
不再被惧怕所捆绑
No longer bound to slave mentality.
哦，不再是奴仆的心态
But we receive your love as sons.
主啊，我们接受你真儿子的身份
I just ask you if you put your hand, your right hand of authority over your head.
将你右手那个权代表权柄放你自己的头上。
And pray this for yourself.
为你自己来祷告。
Abba Father.
亲阿爸父。
I want a new mind.
我要一个新的思想。
I want to have the mind of Christ.
我有基督的思想在我里面。
To know who I am.
我真的要知道我是谁。
That I am your son.
我是你的儿子。
I am your daughter.
我是你的女儿。
I'm your most beloved.
我是你最爱的。
To know that when you died on the cross, Lord Jesus.
主，你是为我死在十字架上的。
That all of my hurt and all my offenses.
我所有一切的伤害，一切的谎言。
Were nailed to the cross with you.
都已经在十字架上与你钉在十架上了。
So now I can think your thoughts.
所以现在我可以来思想你的思想。
Now I can have your love.
我可以有你的爱。
And I stand before you.
我站在你的面前。
That I am fully yours.
我完全属于你。
That all of me.
我的全部。
All of me.
我的全人。
Is your beloved.
都是你最爱的。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Fire, I ask for Holy Spirit fire, come.
圣灵的火降下来。
And you can start to feel the fire of His love is on you.
你会开始感觉到神的爱火在你的身上。
If you feel the fire of His love on you, just say more.
如果你感觉到神的爱火在你的身上，就跟他说更多。
Holy Spirit, more.
圣灵更多。
More of your fire.
更多，更多你的爱火。
Release.
更多爱火释放。
Fire, Lord.
更多火。
Anointing of love.
爱的恩膏。
No more fear.
不再有惧怕。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
The resurrection power is on you.
复活的能力在你的身上。
To walk out of your grave.
从你的坟墓当中要出来。
Yeah, no longer orphans, but true sons.
不再是孤儿，我们是真儿子。
If you feel the fire of God on you, I just want you to raise up your hands.
如果你感受到火在你身上，你就举起你的手。
You just feel fire of God on you, just raise up your hands.
如果你感受到神的火在你身上，就举起你的手。
And if you're a minister in this house, I just release you. Would you go and pray? Lay your hands on different ones.
如果你是牧师传道，你如果看到就为众人祷告。
And if you don't feel it yet, just keep pressing in. Say, Lord, I want your fire. I want your love.
如果你还没有感觉，你继续持续的祷告。
I want your fire. I want your love.
跟神说，我要你的火，我要。
Baptize my heart.
Oh, 主啊，浸泡我整个的
灵。So no longer will I live in fear.
我不再要惧怕里面活着。
I'll rise up as a true son.
我要兴起来成为你真儿子。
我们请做父母的来为你的前面的你的儿女祝福祷告，好，然后也请做儿女的要跟你的父母说。你是我最亲爱的父亲，我要继承你一切的产业，好，就是我的心要归给你，这样。
So if your parents and your children are up here, they're responding. If your sons and your daughters up here responding, I'd like to invite all the parents to come lay hand on your own child, and begin to release blessings over them. And children, you're standing up at the front. I want you to respond to your parents and say to them, Yes, I receive your blessing. I receive your inheritance.
父母为他祝福祷告。
Parents, lay hand on your child and bless.
还有属灵的权柄，属灵的父母也出来为他们祝福祷告。
Spiritual parents, would you please step up? Spiritual parents, would you step up and begin to bless? Begin to bless.
那我们当中其他的人去找你的属灵的权柄，去对他说我认你做我的属灵的父母。
So the rest of us, I want you to go and look for your spiritual authority, spiritual parent, and go up to them and say, I acknowledge and receive you as my spiritual parent.
我要帮助你成全神在你身上的命定和呼召。
I want to help to fulfill and contend for God's calling in your life.
我也要继承神给你的产业。
I will also receive the inheritance that God has released to you.
这是神所要做的，儿女的心要归向父母，父母的心要归向儿女，遍地的咒诅就会停止。
This is what God is doing right now. The heart of the children will turn to the fathers. The father's heart turn to the children, so the curse will be broken off the land.
好。你每一个人可以去找你的属灵的父母，你认定哪些是他的属灵的产业，是我要继承的。
So, just inviting everyone to look for your spiritual parents and just acknowledge and see what is the spiritual inheritance that God has released over them that you want to inherit, you want to take hold of.
你去尊荣他是你的属灵父亲或属灵母亲。
Go ahead and walk in honor them as your spiritual parents.
你一定要有属灵的权柄。
You must have a spiritual covering.
你一定要有属灵的父母。
You must have spiritual parents.
你不要没有遮盖。
Don't be walking in no covering.
你不是孤儿。
You're not an orphan.
这在乎你的认定。
It's seeing how you acknowledge, how you own it.
城墙倒塌，Spirit break out， 天堂降下， Spirit break out， 城墙倒塌， Spirit break out。天堂降下。 Spirit break out. 城墙倒塌， Spirit break out. 天堂降下， Spirit break out. Spirit break out. 城墙倒塌，Spirit break out. 天堂降下， Spirit break out. Spirit break out. 城墙倒塌， Spirit break out.阿爸父，诸天呼喊你圣名，大声唱，让赞美充满这地，你听见吗？天堂正在如今全地，天堂正在如今全地。阿爸父，诸天呼喊你圣名，大声唱，让赞美充满这地，你听见吗？天堂正在如今全地，天堂正在如今全地。阿爸父，诸天呼喊你圣名，大声唱，让赞美充满这地，你听见吗？天堂正在如今全地，天堂正在如今全地。 Spirit break out.墙倒塌， Spirit break out. 天堂降下， Spirit break out. Spirit break out. 城墙倒塌，城墙倒塌。